Okay, going through our neighborhood and other people that we know in other neighborhoods, we found a 32% increase. That is a neighbor. We found a 14.7% increase. We found a 9.5% decrease. And ours, and I think I have more in here, but ours has increased. If this is allowed to go through, we will have a 69.8% increase since 2013. So then we looked at the different properties and how they were taxed in our neighborhood. And that's going back to kind of going in order now with the document.
Can we see a picture of the house? Are you on acreage?
We are. We're on 14.23 acres. Lots in our neighborhood with out a house. There's a 9-acre house, and they aren't, that I can see, there's no acreage charge. I have another 9-acre lot, a different with no acreage charge. I have a 3.27-acre lot with a residence on it with no acreage charge. And these, again, are in our neighborhood. I have, and then ours, no, I'm sorry. We have 380 acres. That's the one that we're on. It's $93 plus 30,000 acreage charge. The next page is a 17.4 acre. There's no acreage charge, only the residential. No acreage charge whatsoever. And then the next page would be ours. At 14.23, we're charged $30,000 plus $1,000 per acre.
Excuse
me. Are you calling acre agricultural?
That's what it's listed as.
Agricultural is, if I'm right, taxed at.
That's set by the state.
At 12.
Yeah, Kenny, I wanted you to speak to this.
Yeah, agricultural land is set by the state. It's at 12%. So
I'm just comparing people on their side of my fence.
Right. Yeah, I understand what you're doing, but so basically, like yours, at one point in time, we were told 3 acres for a site prep, anything after that. $1,000 an acre, up to like 20 acres. So that's why yours is at $1,000 an acre.
I don't understand.
Is that consistent? I'm assuming that's consistent across the board.
It should be. I mean, I can't say I did not work this area, so I can't say that's how it was done.
The documents that are on here don't show any others that were charged. And they're varying size of acreages, so we were also assuming that perhaps up to a certain amount of acres, then it's increased, but it seems to be really sporadic across the board, and ours is one of the highest that we've seen, by far in some cases. The 380 acres was $93. The guy across the road from me has zero acreage charge.
What do you mean, zero acreage charge? If he's got 300 and some acres, he's being charged at
the 93
rate at $93 an acre.
Correct. Yeah, that's not, the guy across the road is, I think it was one, the address is.
If he had come in sooner and spoke to some of us, we probably could have fixed this real easily.
Well, actually, your wife called the office, and my partner and I were going to go out and reassess it, and you said, no, we're just going to go to BOE. So this could have been fixed before this.
Okay.
Well, right, to have it reassessed was to have someone come out and we were told it wasn't a matter of the assessment going up. It was a matter of the percentage.
Factor increase.
Factor increase.
Okay.
So,
Kevin, let me ask you this question. Let me ask a couple questions here. You already know about the factor increase, and everybody sitting here and most of Taney County got a residential tax increase, okay?
Correct.
So that's the basis. Yours was 13.28. It varies on factors as to where you are and what you were valued at before as to the exact percentage that each place went up. Yours went up 13.28, which is in the range that a lot of the places in Taney County went up. But my question is, on the value of that with your house and 11 acres, are you contesting the value or are you just contesting the increase or discrepancy with the others?
Well, we've decided not to contest the fact that houses have, you know, over the last, since 2013, have increased in value. So yeah. We're willing to accept the increase in value from 450 to 470.
You're concerned about the discrepancy.
Why have we increased 69% over that time period?
What?
I can kind of address that for you. Why? Because mine went up, all these people went up the same like you since 2013. The assessor before me was mandated by the state to get our books in order because they had been neglected in the past, and so he had to bring Taney County up into fair market and into the percentage that the state mandated because Taney County got sued and we lost big money because we were sued, or you know, the state fined us, and so that's why we all went up. I fussed also. I didn't come to BOE, but I definitely called in and ranted at poor Chuck, and so again, as he pointed out to me, and this is what I understood, we'd been riding at a low value for a long time and had not been paying correctly. That's hard to hear, but that's why I know it seems like you're going up, but I'm sure if you've lived in, I've lived in my house 30 years, and maybe if one of you lived in your house since
there
before
was
2013, all went up.
When Chuck came in, they had another increase, and there were a lot of appeals. Not the volume we have this year, but certainly there were a lot of appeals back at that time. So there was an increment increase back at that time, and now there's been another one. And so that's kind of why this is happening. They're trying to go around the county. Our county, compared to the rest of the county or a lot of the other counties in the state, even with this rate increase, are still well below what I would say fair market value. And so we don't like it. Nobody likes it, but if you're not really contesting the value here, Kevin, of the property, and your rate increase was in line with whatever everybody else was in this one, it's hard for us to do something for you. Now, if there's somebody around you or something and there's some correction we need to make, please, by all means, talk to these people about it.
Well, I'm not trying to correct my neighbors.
Yeah.
What they're paying for taxes, but so, well, so the $1,000 an acre is that doesn't seem to be consistent. Is that?
Well,
at this point, how do we proceed? We decided not to, because just to have someone come out without us being in control to walk around the outside of our property, and they could say, you know, it's worth whatever.
Well, I mean, in order to reassess or to value your property, you can ask the assessor to come out, and you can arrange times and all of that kind of thing in order for them to come out and measure. If you think you've been mismeasured or misappraised, anything that they've done, you know, things like that.
Well, again, it's difficult for us to do the, like, so, you know, in 2013, our property was appraised at 450. I think that would be ludicrous for me to argue that it's still worth 450 today, even though we haven't done any modifications or any improvements, but just the fact that houses sold at that time versus houses sold now, there's going to be an obvious increase.
Yes.
Okay, so our state ratio study says we're at 65%, but Kenny here has a point. If you would let us come out, because those policies were set by others. And Kenny, if you would just go ahead and say what you think, because we could do this.
So, like on your property, you had what, 14 point?
2-3, yeah.
Okay. So, for a site prep, we pull out 3 acres. That's your $30,000. Anything after that should be set at an ag value. So, it would be what, 11.23 acres at, is it? All wooded, basically,
So I've not had it surveyed. I'm going to guess the yard is 5.5 and 7, you know, point
so
5 or 8 is wood.
Person, we could have done this part because we actually have to look at the land.
Just, Kevin, I kind of allowed this because I'm wanting you to feel comfortable. I want this to be an open process. I want people to know what the assessor is doing, and I want them to know how they do it. So that's why, you know, we're in an open forum here. But I just would they're encouraging you. Don't be afraid to call them and ask them to come out.
So you can see woods versus yard.
Sure.
So about half and half. I'd say maybe go 6 acres at class 7 and 5 acres at class 6. To make up your 11.23 acres. And that'd be ag land. That's at 12%. I mean, that's going to, you know, you're going from $1,000 an acre at 19% down to an ag value where it should have been set to begin with.
Okay, what is that?
So,
give me.
Okay, so I don't remember my.
You want to give them a minute with a calculator so we don't just blow off?
Yeah, I'll run down to the office and figure this real quick.
Yeah. Sounds like to me you guys can come to an agreement, come back here, we'll do something, okay?
Yeah, if you would go with him, and he'll show you the chart where we get the ag values.
Right.
We're working on land, so all of Taney County knows, the next cycle, we're working on land.
Yep. Okay. Well, I think it's a teleconference, isn't it?
He's here.
Okay. Which one is that?
I think it's... 20, 21, 360. Kevin, you just have one?
Okay. But your number, do you know what BOE number you are?
20, 21, 360.
Kex, oh yeah, that's right. Okay. Come on up.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
360.
I think from what I've heard, there's been plenty of people come in probably sharing a lot of this same information. It's been as far as this classification. I understand my father-in-law served the county as a sheriff for 20 years, so I understand what it is to be a public servant. Sometimes you end up with a target, so this has no personal biases to it, anything like that. Mine's just an overall concern, both as a villa, as an owner myself and as a realtor. People that I've helped transition in and out of our county, you know, that I've had to go back to now and say, hey, you know, that vacation property that you bought, when you're not utilizing it for yourself, if you do allow nightly rentals, now your taxes are going up as well as mine personally. And so
sure.
It's more of an overall principle understanding of how something can transpire. I know the Hancock Amendment's been brought up. There's been, you know, cases. So there's, you guys understand more of the legalities, all that.
Are you the one that submitted this Mullins case?
There was a number of them we had through
somebody
our
brokerage.
Somebody
submitted me a Mullins case today. I was just curious as to.
Oh, well, it wasn't today. My stuff's older, so.
It wasn't today. Oh, okay.
And I heard her mention something about another state today, and there's also other states, Arizona, others, places where people have had this residential versus commercial argument that hasn't upheld theirs either. So I find yourselves in the predicament of making the decision that other places, you know, you may align with one state or another that hasn't. My particular situation, I've, you know, lived here like nearly forever, so we've watched our county taxes have gone up. I got the assessments on my house. It's like
right.
I realize, and if reassessments come in a year or two, since we're being blessed with so many people coming in, our property values are going up. I'm not ready to sell my house,
right?
But I realize the values are going up, so I'm not here to contest valuations because I realize property values are going to change. Same way on my villa that I use currently as nightly rental, but I also use it for me to go stay.
Well, let me ask you a couple of questions about that. Is this